You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Following our earlier chat with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, UNICEF Aotearoa released their own official response to the child poverty statistics in the government's Child and Youth Strategy Report. UNICEF have said that the coalition government lacked policies to make meaningful change to address the number of tamariki living in material hardship and called for specific investment into programs that would materially improve children's lives. I spoke to UNICEF Aotearoa's senior policy and advocacy advisor about the report and their calls for the government to address the number of tamariki living in material hardship. To begin, can you give us a rundown on the findings in the government's Child and Youth Strategy Report and what it means for tamariki?
Yeah, sure. So the latest statistics that came out last week show that lives for children in Aotearoa, particularly tamariki Māori, Pacifica children and disabled children, are increasingly tough. There's been some positive progress in education attendance, rates of child and youth offending and young people's use of alcohol and cigarettes compared to previous reports. But outcomes for immunisation rates, avoidable hospital admissions, food insecurity and affordable housing have all gotten worse. And something we're particularly concerned about, material hardship, actually shows that there's been no change since 2017 and 2018. So UNICEF Aotearoa is really concerned to see that children are living increasingly hard lives. And really, we want to see all children have a good childhood. And the latest statistics show that too many children don't have access to that.
So why do you think that outcomes for tamariki are worsening?
It's a good question. Poverty is a political choice. The government can choose to invest in children, ensure they have access to the things they need to have a good childhood. And at the moment, families are struggling, which means that more children are living in material hardship. And as I said, you know, things are particularly hard for tamariki Māori, Pacifica children and disabled children. The statistics show that. But the government can choose to change this.
So towards the end of last year, the government set a target to reduce the number of children in poverty to 6% on the material hardship measure. Does it seem like the government is moving further away from this goal?
Well, the latest statistics in the report that came out last week, it shows that material hardship rates have not shifted in Aotearoa since they started measuring them in 2017-2018. And for UNICEF Aotearoa, any number of children in material hardship is too many, so we think there needs to be quicker action. And I just thought it might be good to give an explanation of really what material hardship means. Material hardship is defined as children in households who lack or don't have access to 6 out of a list of 17 key things that are considered essential for children. And this includes things like being able to go to the doctor or the dentist, or having 2 pairs of shoes, or being able to afford fresh fruit and veg, or being able to pay bills on time. And rates since 2017 or 2018 haven't changed significantly, which is really worrying. So there are still lots of children in Aotearoa who need the system to change so they can live good lives and have the childhood we know that they should have.
Minister for Child Poverty Reduction Louise Upston regularly cites tax relief and programs like the Family Boost Childcare Tax Rebate as measures that the government has implemented to tackle child poverty. How would you respond to that?
That's a good question. We support any policy that's going to improve outcomes for children, but we do want to see more programs and policies that directly impact children and help shift them out of material hardship and out of poverty. The government Child and Youth Strategy has made material hardship a priority area, which is really great. But to help solve this and move children out of poverty so they can live good lives, we want to see dedicated budget lines going towards children when they release the budget in May this year.
So just going off of that previous question, is tax relief an effective strategy towards reducing child poverty?
I think targeted programs that directly impact children are definitely important. As I said, we want to see direct budget lines for children in the budget, like with specific programs that target children and move them out of poverty.
So how does Aotearoa fare compared to other OECD countries when it comes to tackling child poverty?
We indicated when we talked about the latest statistics last week that in the middle of May, Report Card 19, which is a new report from UNICEF Innocenti, which is the global research arm of UNICEF, will be released in the middle of May. This report will provide an update on child wellbeing and will compare us to OECD and EU countries. At the moment, I can't tell you where this report will rank us because it hasn't been released yet. But the last report card that measured these same things, Report Card 16, It ranked us as 35 out of 41 countries for the same indicators. It looked at mental well-being, looked at physical health, and it looked at educational achievements. So there's definitely improvement to be made there.
So while you can't give us an exact estimate of our own ranking, do you suspect that New Zealand's ranking may have gotten worse over time?
We really don't know at this point. I guess the latest statistics that have come out last week show us that children in Aotearoa are struggling. So it will be interesting to see how we compare to other countries. We know that globally things are difficult as well for children, so it will be interesting to see where we land.
And lastly, what are UNICEF's calls to the government for Budget 2025?
Yeah, great question. So we've got about a month till budget, and as I mentioned, poverty is a political choice. So on Budget Day this year, 22nd of May, the government can choose to invest in children and start shifting children out of material hardship and out of poverty. So we want to see specific budget lines, as I mentioned, for children. And a few things that we're specifically looking for is something like expanding the Best Start payment for all children up to the age of 5. And we want to see a roadmap towards further expansion for this so that families with children can get financial support. We want to see a fully funded quality Ka Ora Ka Ako Healthy School Lunches program. And we want this available for all children in all schools and early childhood centres to help address food insecurity. And we want to see children and families have access to safe, secure and healthy affordable housing because lots of good outcomes can come from having good access to housing. Children have got a right to a childhood, and through the budget we want to see this realised.
And that was UNICEF Aotearoa's Senior Policy and Advocacy Advisor talking to us about the child poverty statistics in the government's Child and Youth Strategy Report. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.